In Boston, I'm Dolores Handy. So far this year, Massachusetts has handed out almost $162 million in transportation contracts paid for with federal stimulus funds. It turns out several companies have gotten those contracts despite a record of violating various laws and regulations, records that were not disclosed to state agencies. This information was uncovered by the New England Center for Investigative Reporting at Boston University. The center's senior investigative reporter, Joe Bergantino, has this report.
Thanks to federal stimulus dollars, work crews have been repaving the highway that runs along the Cape Cod Canal. The contractor is PA Landers, which has received $4.4 million in stimulus contracts this year in Massachusetts alone. The problem is, just 2 years ago, PA Landers and its president, Preston Landers, were convicted of defrauding the government of hundreds of thousands of dollars by overbilling for asphalt on several road projects. Massachusetts Inspector General Greg Sullivan.
If it were up to me, if a company is caught red-handed with their hand on the till, ripping off the taxpayers, I wouldn't let them do business again.
But PA Landers is getting government contracts, and so is Aggregate Industries Northeast. Aggregate's history is no better than Landers. 2 years ago, Aggregate was convicted of defrauding taxpayers by supplying thousands of truckloads of substandard concrete to the Big Dig project. The firm agreed to pay $50 million in fines. This past summer, six of the company's former managers pleaded guilty or were convicted of defrauding the government in the same case. Now, Aggregate has two stimulus contracts totaling $8.9 million for roadwork in several Massachusetts towns. Our investigation has found that this is a larger problem than just these two companies. Out of the 21 road construction firms awarded stimulus contracts in Massachusetts by the end of September, 13 of them have a history of trouble. They include companies with a criminal record like Landers and Aggregate, others with a history of pollution violations, and several more, including Liddell Brothers, with a record of workplace safety violations. And many of those companies have failed to disclose their records in an application the state uses to decide which companies are qualified to bid on contracts. Inspector General Sullivan.
The Massachusetts state government does not want to do business with contractors who cheat, who steal, who falsify, who don't obey the law.
But it does for various reasons. In the case of PA Landers, the administrator of the State Highway Division, Louisa Piwanski, says she wanted to permanently bar the company from doing business with the state.
I wanted in the worst way to find the maximum punishment for them. I asked our general counsel and our lawyers, can we do that? The answer was no, we could not put them out of business.
Instead, the Highway Division banned both Landers and Aggregate from bidding on state contracts for a period of time. Aggregate for just less than 4 months, PA Landers for 2.5 years.
When the length of the suspension was served, we had no other legal means of punishing them.
The Highway Division's lawyers decided permanently banning any company from state business would be unconstitutional. And so firms with a record of trouble can bid on the millions of dollars worth of stimulus contracts pouring into Massachusetts. Highway Division head Louisa Piwanski.
I would certainly support a change of the law.
Another problem in the awarding of stimulus contracts, the state decides whether a firm is qualified to bid based on what's called a pre-qualification application. The form requires contractors to list any civil, criminal, or administrative proceedings they've been involved in over the past 3 years. The state says that would include violations of workplace safety and environmental laws. Highway Administrator Piwanski.
Any violation of a law or statute or regulation is something that we would take seriously.
At least seven road construction companies with a history of polluting the environment have received stimulus contracts. One of the companies is Aggregate Industries. To find out if stimulus contractors are telling the truth about their records when they fill out the Highway Department's application, we checked the websites of several federal and state agencies and pored through numerous government documents. For Aggregate, we found that in April 2008, the company agreed to pay a $587,000 fine for air pollution at several of the company's facilities around Massachusetts. In October 2006, a $13,000 fine for other air pollution violations.
So did they inform you of this?
They did not. It does appear that they were not truthful, and they signed this contract under pains and penalties of perjury.
Aggregate says it was confused about what it had to report. Two other companies getting stimulus contracts also failed to tell the state about a total of $40,000 in pollution fines they paid.
So does that trouble you?
Highway Division Head Pywanski.
It certainly does. Does appear very troubling to me.
Another issue, it's not just companies with pollution violations and criminal records that are getting stimulus dollars. At least 10 companies with a history of serious workplace safety problems have also been awarded lucrative contracts. Among them, Liddell Brothers. It has a $2.6 million stimulus contract for sign and traffic signal replacement along a portion of Interstate 95. On the website of OSHA, the federal agency that monitors workplace safety, we found Liddell had paid about $47,000 in fines for several violations. OSHA cited the company for failing four separate times to provide cave-in protection for workers in trenches. Charles Jeffress is former head of OSHA, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
The government ought not to be contracting with companies that demonstrate a disregard for employee safety and health.
In announcing one of Liddell's fines, OSHA said the potential for death or serious injury was real and present. Liddell did not report those OSHA violations to the State Highway Department. Highway Division Administrator Louisa Pywanski.
We need to have that information when we're making our decisions.
Including deciding whether Liddell is qualified to bid on stimulus contracts. The state admits it rarely verifies the information submitted by contractors.
If we don't have enough staff doing it now, we need to add the staff to do it.
The State Highway Division has ordered each of the companies that failed to report their prior record of violations to submit a written explanation. In the meantime, firms with a history of lawbreaking continue to get millions in stimulus contracts. And consider this irony. PA Landers and Aggregate Industries have been able to actually use the money they've made on their contracts, taxpayer dollars, to pay the millions in fines they've been assessed for essentially cheating taxpayers. I'm Joe Bergantino for WBUR.
The New England Center for Investigative Reporting at Boston University is a nonprofit investigative reporting collaborative that includes WBUR, the Boston Globe, New England Cable News, and El Planeta. PA Landers declined repeated requests for an interview.